Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody have a story to tell. Everybody's dealing with something or somebody or some phenomenon. I guarantee you are dealing with something, whether you're on the Lord's side or not. I promise you. But you know what? God has good news and glad tidings to share on this morning, Push My Story. Your radio host, Pastor Mina Livingston. From Push My Story, Push Outreach Ministry, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ as far as it can go. It can go very, very far, my friends. Before we get on our way, we have a couple scriptures. And the first scripture is going to be coming from St. John, a very familiar scripture, the 15th chapter and the 3rd verse. Also, another familiar scripture from Galatians, the 1st chapter, the 8th verse. And the last scripture from Joshua, the 24th chapter, starting with the 14th verse. Now, you know, when God get all his children together and he began to give us instructions, he tells us how he want us to grow up and be like him, and how he wants us to be successful. And there's certain things that we have to do in order to be successful, in order for us to complete the working progress that God is talking about. We have to work at it. And sometimes we run into trouble. Sometimes we run into situations, but we deal with them as we go along. He will teach you how to deal with as you go along. Don't panic. Don't get upset. But I promise you, God will take care of you. He will give you the protection that you need. Let's go to Galatians. The 1st chapter. Now you know that the gospel of Jesus Christ, God has very specific instruction. God do not vary from his instruction, and he will not tell you to do something you cannot do. I promise you, if God say that you can do it, you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. What happened to us a lot of times, we are looking to do God's job, and we can't do God's job. We got to trust him enough and believe in him no matter how long it takes. And sometimes you say, well, why is it taking so long? No, it's not why is God taking so long. is why are you taking so long to get in line? See, if you hear the voice of the Lord and you begin to read his word and the word begin to be manifest as you read the word, you meditate, and you're soaking in the word of God, you will find out through your experience why things take as long as it takes. Is because it takes us that long to understand. It takes us that long to get ourselves together. It takes us that long to catch on to what God is saying. Sometimes we get mixed up talking to the wrong people, getting wrong advice. We get caught up in other religion. God don't have a religion, my friend. Salvation belongs to the Lord. See, if you are born again of the water and of the Spirit, you have entered in through the threshold of a new concept, a new dimension. You can't Christ Jesus and work the world. You cannot. You have to take on Christ Jesus and learn the new dimension. What do you mean? There is another dimension, another kingdom. There is good news and glad. It's not nothing foreign. It's foreign to you, and it seems alien because you don't know. So it becomes strange to you, strange doctrine. It becomes unfamiliar ground. But as you grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, you will become a blooming flower. Your eyes become open and the scales drop from your eyes. I want you to take your time because it's not an overnight thing. It's not like you take a book and you read it and it's over. It is a lifetime journey, and you learn day by day. The more that you apply yourself to it, the more God revealed to you. He's not going to pour out everything on you. You wouldn't know what to do. It's like sharp knives. If you don't know how to handle a sharp knife, you'll end up cutting yourself. So we're like children to God. And God give us instruction. He sits down, he feeds us, he dresses us, he clothes us, and he take care of us. And he tell us, he dresses us real clean and tell us, look, do not get out there and get dirty all over again. So many times my mother used to dress us up, and she said, now you can go out there in the backyard and play. However, do not get dirty. Do not get dirty. And we come back in the house, we so dirty. And she knows she has to clean us up again. So my thought today is why get dirty again? Or why are you dirty? So we coming from Galatians, the first chapter, and the 8th verse, it says, but though we, God's talking about us, he's talking about the angels, or any angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you then that which we preach unto you, let it be a curse. See, God is saying his people speak the same thing. We mind the same thing. We are jointly together in the same mind, in the same judgment. God don't have a thousand million ways how to come to him. There's only one way to come to Jesus Christ. There's only one way. Jesus Christ is the mediator between man and God. And Jesus Christ is, look, he is our sacrifice for our sins, for the atonement of our sins. God gave his life for you and I. What do you mean he gave his life? He gave his life. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. Don't you know that you cannot get blood out of a spirit? God is not a man. I want you to know that. God Let me tell you something. Let me share this with you. God is a spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and in truth. He is a holy God. He is a wonderful God. He's a savior. God, let me tell you something. He created the universe. Have you ever known man to create any universe? Man is still trying to figure out what God has done in the galaxy. What, you know, how the earth keeps spreading itself, and it's getting further and further. The more they look into it, scientists look into it, the world stretches out in advance. You know that there got to be a creator. If this creation, there's got to be a creator. Because the building you in, there had to be a builder. So it just didn't appear. We know that. But we just don't want to give God credit. And I say all that to say this, that God said in the sixth verse, I marvel that you are so removed from him that had called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another gospel, but there be some that will trouble you. God said there will be some that will trouble you and sound like the truth, and it sounds so good. But be watchful. Be aware of strange doctrine. Be aware of sheep in woven clothes, because they appear to be. Look, they said, look, I dress like you, I got a car like you, I got a house like you, I got to work like you, I got to make my. So do the devil. So do the devil. He can't do nothing because he has to appear to you that he is the real thing in order to get your attention. But God said there will be some that will trouble you. They will try to pervert the gospel. Why do you think we got so many different religions? Why do you think, amen, there's so many got different doctrine? The only thing that you have is the word of God. And any man that lacketh wisdom, let him ask of God. Now you have to ask. Now if you are really sincere about this, God will open the way for you. God will put you with the right people. He will give you the revelation knowledge that you need. Now, he said there will be some that will trouble you to try to pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want you to know, he said those, an angel or anything, preach other than this, which I am preaching today from the word of God, let it be accursed. So, why are you getting dirty all over again? Don't get yourself caught up in the wrong company, in the wrong conversation. Don't you know the Bible tells us that bad corruption corrupts good manners? If you get with the wrong crowd, guess what? You're going to find yourself having that same spirit. Spirits are transferring. They transfer from one individual to the other if you're not careful, if you're not prayerful, and if you're not knowledgeable about the word of God. But there will be some trouble you, some that pervert the gospel and try to change your mind and try to change your heart and change you from God. But God did not free you. If you're free today, God did not free you to get dirty again. Who God set free is free indeed. Who the Son set free is free indeed. I want you to know that God has an enemy. So if God got an enemy, you have an enemy. The Bible says that the world is an enemy to God. You see? So if the world is an enemy to God, then the world is an enemy to you. Why are you laughing and joining them? Okay? We are in this world, but because we're in this world, that doesn't mean that we have to be partaker of some of the activities that's going on, that's ungodly, unsanctified, and unholy, and unreasonable. We don't have to get into that environment. And many people try to tell you there is no way that you can do this without telling a lie. There's no way that you can live perfect in this God-forsaken world. They tell you, you know, I tried it and I failed. But because they tried and they failed, they need to try again and try and next time do it right. Sometimes we need to mature and grow up and be what God has us to be and stop acting like little bad children. When God said, don't do it, don't do it. He said, yield clean through the word of God. Let's go to St. John, the 15th chapter. So I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bear not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bear fruit, he purgeth and make it clean, okay? He bring forth much fruit. The third verse, you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. You are cleansed through the word. When God cleans you up, you are spick and span. You are clean through his word. When we find ourselves getting dirty again, that is because we are not taking in the word of God and washing ourselves with it. It's because we're not taking the word of God and cleaning ourselves. We are not taking the word and washing our face, our ears, our hands, our body. You have to wash every single day. In the natural, you don't get up out the bed and just go out the door. You have to cleanse your body. You have to brush your teeth, comb your hair, you know, and do all that you have to do as far as your hygiene is concerned, because you're going to meet the public. And if you're going to meet the public and you don't know who you're going to run into, you don't know, you know, look, people, you have to be approachable. You understand that people is really, really fickle. And you have to be very careful about how you handle God's people, simply because we all not the same. Everybody don't think like you. If the world was like you, what kind of world would we be into? You think about it. If the world was like you, what type of world would we have? So the thing about it is, when we take the word of God and we wash every day with it, it's like taking soap. You take the necessary thing to cleanse you. Why are you getting dirty again? Why are you getting dirty again? Because you are getting slack in the word. You're not reading the word. You're not being prayerful in the word. You're not fasting and praying anymore. You don't sing like you used to. You don't go to church like you used to. There's things you don't dress like you used to. What's the matter? You're getting dirty all over again. You're acting just like a little child. When God told you don't do it, you go back out there and do it. See, we are cleansed through the word. There is no other way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We can't come through no other door. There is no other way. I promise you don't get bored on this journey, simply because God's word is the living word. Every time you pick up the word of God, let me tell you something. The word of God, let me tell you something, it's so powerful. The word is so awesome. The words will come off the pages. When you come to God with a sincere heart, when you give your heart to God wholeheartedly, your mind, when you are for real, God knows when you are for real because he knows your heart. You can't play God, okay? You can't pull nothing over God's eyes because the scripture says in Proverbs, his eyes are in every place. God eyes in every place. He hear your cry. He see your burden. He see your financial problems. He sees the way they treat you. He see how husband and wife, you know, treat each other. He see how family treat each other. God sees it all. He's seen the rapist. He's seen the murderer. He sees it all. But you know what? God has put in place for us that we don't have to be in harm's way. We don't have to be there. We don't have to be that individual. And if we are that individual, there is healing in the Word of God. God is a forgiving God. God will take you in. You are His child. And God will heal your broken heart. He will mend your raggedy marriage. He will do what He needs to do, but you must first come to Him. You must first deny yourself. Now, I was thinking about Joshua. Let's go to the book of Joshua. We're moving right along. Very good. I want you to know that God did not call us to turn back to bondage. God had gave you everything. Everything that you have came from God. Every good gift, every successful gift, every success story, the situation that you may be in, and you may be in a good situation right now, in a good place, but you want to stay there, don't you? Well, the thing about it is, you didn't get there by luck. You didn't get it because you were so intelligent and because you had all these degrees, but because God gave you favor. And God was trying to show you there is someone greater than you. And only God can do these things. Without me, God said, you can do nothing. Let's go to Joshua, the 24th chapter. I like this. I love this chapter. You should read it. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called the elders of Israel and all the heads and all the judges for the officers. He called all of them. Now that's something that just show you right there, that's a miracle right there within itself, that this one individual can call 12 tribes at one time. All the elders, all the heads. Now you know when you, let me tell you something, when you have the favor of God, what God can do for you. You don't need to get dirty out there again. God got something special for you. You may not be a preacher. You may not ever be a pastor. You may not be an apostle. But whatever God called you to be, you have an assignment from God. You are the missing piece of puzzle that puts it all together. And you have to do your part, regardless what anyone else do. You may look and desire somebody else's gift and wish that God would use you. You can't focus on that because you are missing out what God has for you. You are missing out. You are just important, just as special as anyone else. We all have different abilities. God imputed in us different things. Gifts, talent, and we're not all the same. We are one body, but many members. The hand doesn't do what the ear does. The mouth doesn't do what the feet does. Everybody plays their part. Same way is God. You have to play your part. So you have to find out for yourself. They found out what God had for them to do. That's why they're doing. That's why they're successful. You can't keep your eyes on them and try to do and find out what God has for you. You have to seek God for yourself and find out what your gifts and callings are. But that just shows you that's a miracle within itself, that this one man called all these tribes and they're all on one accord. And the thing about it, Joshua said to all of them, he let them know that God had brought you out of Egypt. He brought your forefathers. And your fathers on the other side of the flood, he let you know. Even Abraham, when God told Abraham to get away from his kindred, get away from the country, and follow me, and I will show you the land. I will show you where I want you to dwell. It's not about your natural family. It's not about your best friend. It's all about what God has called you, he called you. And I know sometimes you have trouble trying to understand, well, Lord, what is your will in my life? Sometimes you're trying to figure out what the Lord, but you know what? The only time you will get confused is when you don't trust God. When you're fearful, you don't trust God. You're failing to wash. You're failing every day to wash yourself in the Word of God. You must wash yourself in the Word of God, that your thoughts will be pure, that your thoughts will be clear. Because sometimes even your thoughts need cleansing and washing. And the only way that you're going to be able to escape the wiles of the devil from penetrating, trying to run you slap crazy, run you out of your mind, you need God's washing of the Word of God. Because when you get into the Word, God got something for the mind. When you trouble inside, God got something for your troubles. God got something for your sickness. God got something for your illness. God got something for your mishaps. I want you to know there is a word for you. There is a healing. And God was using Joshua at this time, and he was gathering them together because there was a leak in the pipe. It was a leak. There was some corruption going on among them. Don't think that you're going to get by doing the wrong things, being a liar, being a crook, being a deceiver, being undermined, being a conversation bully. Don't think that you can practice witchcraft. Don't think that you could do things that ungodly, cheat somebody, steal from somebody, revenge. I mean, you know, you got people got revenge in their hearts. It's like they have no self-control. They have no God. You could tell. You could look at them. You could talk to them, and you see what's missing in their life. Why get dirty again? If you're dirty, cleanse yourself. If you're a child of God, and if you got into the dirt and God told you not get into the dirt, don't play in the dirt and get dirty, go back in the house and wash yourself and put on some clean clothes. I say that it's a metaphor. You get yourself together. Wash yourself through the Word. Ask God to forgive you for your sins. And put on righteousness. Now, Joshua was telling them, look, I want you to gather. I want all of you to come together because there's a problem here in the camp. He said, I'm going to remind you what God has done for you. God has opened up doors for you. God has planted vineyards. He gave you land that flowed milk and honey, and you didn't have to earn it. You didn't have to pay for it. You didn't have to work for it. And then you forget about God? How dare you forget about God? And God will open that job for you, gave you that promotion, bring you into your right mind. When you were just about half crazy, you were half dead, and God, amen, sent somebody by, somebody prayed for you. How dare you? How dare you turn to the vomit that you once came from? How dare you get dirty again when God cleansed you, when he washed you and made you clean? God have blessed you, blessed your home, and look, you just didn't get it by yourself. God connect the dots for you. God pulled the strings for you. Whether you give God credit or not, God did it for you because without him you could do nothing. God let it rain on the just as well as the unjust. God loves us all. God created all. Everybody can't be a son of God. We hope that you got something out of the message, but we want you to know you're cleansed through the Word. Don't get dirty no more. Realize that God cleansed you. You are an ambassador of Jesus Christ, and your commission is to go and to win souls for Jesus Christ. Your mission is that you have gone through all your training through the battle, and you know how to go forth and win this battle. We salute you in the name of Jesus. May God continue to bless you, my friend, my brother, my sister, in Christ Jesus.